Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bible is Funny podcast, where we talk about the funniest parts of the Bible and what we can learn from them. My name is Anthony Russo. I am your host. Here with me today is, I'm your host, but I'm also the only one on the episode today. So I'm all of the parts of the choir. Here with me today on the couch, we've got my wife, Rachel. Rach, say hey to everybody.
Hey.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but she's here. Crosby and Finn are asleep. Everybody is sound asleep but us in the Russo household. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are listening, whatever you're doing, thanks for letting me be a part of your day, whether you're cleaning or I've heard from some of you that you listen to this podcast like with your youth group or you send it to your youth group. It's super cool when I hear that stuff from you guys. Thank you so much for sharing that. Please continue to do that. I love to hear how and when you're listening. It's just cool to know that anyone's listening, really. That's an exciting thing for me. So thank you for coming along the Bible is Funny podcast journey with me. Today, we've got an exciting passage to talk about. Before we get into it, let's do our updates. Crosby and Finn are doing great. Finn is potty training, which is exciting. He's doing a great job. He sometimes sneaks over to the potty when we're not paying attention. That's been the biggest problem so far. We'll just happen upon his little portable plastic potty, and it'll be full of pee, which is a great problem. And it's sort of like, do you fix that problem? Because that is where you want to get to eventually, is that they just go to the bathroom. It's not a huge deal. But, you know, I feel like there are steps, and we need to be able to take him to, like, a restaurant or something, and he needs to let us know he needs to go and all of these things. So we're potty training. That's what we're in the midst of. And it's actually very on note for what we're going to be talking about today. So there's a little teaser for you. But we've also been watching Netflix. Netflix is a program where you can stream television shows and movies, if you haven't heard of it. A lot of people, I think, are streaming a lot of Netflix right now as we're either starting to leave our house or still kind of like not feeling great about leaving our houses. And we started watching this show weeks and weeks ago. Can I tell everybody what show we've been watching during quarantine? Rachel said no, so I will tell you. We've been watching a show called Gossip Girl. So maybe you've picked up like a weird quarantine show that under like the circumstances other than a global pandemic, you would probably have never watched as much of it as you have. But for us, it's Gossip Girl. And, you know, it's something. Gossip Girl is something. It's not really like it's not cracking the top five of my favorite shows, but that's what we're watching. Let me know what you guys are watching. I'm curious if you picked up a show. We all did Tiger King, so don't tell me Tiger King. We get it. Everybody watched it. Give me your other one that you never watched, never probably would have watched, except for quarantine. Now we'll get into our passage today. Today we're talking in Deuteronomy. We are in the book of Deuteronomy. This is a special passage to my heart because in reading through the Bible and jotting down notes for the Bible is funny. This was one early on that I wrote down because I thought was funny, and then I started to look at it more and think, oh, there's actually kind of a cool thought hidden in this seemingly funny passage, or what first kind of struck me as funny. And that little bit of an idea is what turned into this whole podcast. So I like this passage a lot, and I'm not going to dance around it. We're talking about poop today. This is a poop passage. Maybe my favorite poop passage in the whole Bible. There's a great one in there about, you know, somebody using poop to make bread, which if that's your favorite, that's okay. That's a great one. But this is my personal favorite. And this is something, you know, this topic is yucky, you know, obviously. There's no two ways around that. But it is a part of life. I remember recently, it was a couple months ago now, our youngest Finn was not potty training yet. Crosby was kind of just getting potty trained. We have our dog Penny Lane. Oh, I didn't mention Penny Lane earlier. Penny is here. She is also recording the podcast with us. She's out here with us. So we have Penny. I'm taking Penny out. I'm taking care of her poop situation. I come back in. You know, my son Crosby goes to the bathroom. I got to help him with that situation. Then I got to change Finn's diaper. You know, I feel like I just, when I pictured my adult life, I underestimated the large part that poop was going to play in it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. It's a passage relating to poop. So here we go. Deuteronomy 23. It starts in verse 12. Deuteronomy 23, verse 12. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. As part of your equipment, have something to dig with, and when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you and to deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. Verse 12. Verse 13. As part of your equipment, have something to dig with, and when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. This is the kind of just hard-hitting theology you've come to expect from the Bible is funny. Designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. I have to question, what was the process before this law was put into place? Was there confusion on this? It feels to me like this is like how everybody has been doing this since the dawn of time. But maybe this was kind of like a standardizing of some of the different policies. I don't know. As part of your equipment, have something to dig with. That line I love because there's a bit of planning that goes into it, you know? Before you pack the car to go on the trip, you got to make sure, did you get the bathing suits? Did you get the snacks? Did you get the poop shovel? You want to plan this beforehand. And when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. You know, another thing I love about this passage is if you ever come across someone who's like, I can't believe you read the Bible every day. I can't believe you say that you want to work that into like your life and things. It's so outdated and it's so old. It's not even relevant anymore. This is a great passage to take them to and say, you tell me if this advice is any less relevant today as it was when it was written. Stands the test of time, Deuteronomy 23, 12 and 13. So it goes from there into verse 14. For the Lord your God. So the premise is like, designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. As part of your equipment, have something to dig with. And when you relieve yourself, dig a hole and cover up your excrement. Verse 14. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp. And I love that because there's like a because-ness to the flow of verses. Like, Lord your God moves about in your camp. Like, God is walking around in the camp, and God doesn't want to step on anything. That's why we need to have this stuff taken care of outside the camp. This is just such a great... That was the first visual when I read this. I think if we imagine God in shoes, God's wearing those Birkenstock-style shoes. And so, you know, there's not a lot of protection there between the foot in the outside world. So, you know, let's keep the camp clean. Let's be considerate. God moves about in your camp to protect you. So here's the thing I want to, which is a place I want to go with our little chat today, with that verse 14. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you. I love in this passage here in this policy about where we should be going to the bathroom, we get this little glimpse about God. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp. The part of this story that we're on, as we track through the Bible, we have Genesis, which is like the beginning. In the beginning, God created, like the formation of the earth and all of these things. Then you get into these stories following the line of the Jewish people. You start talking about Moses, and you end, you get to Abraham, you get, I'm jumping around a little bit, but then you go to Joseph. It lands on Joseph, and the Jewish people are in Egypt. And then that's where you go to Exodus, where the Jewish people have become enslaved by the Egyptians, and then they are taken out of Egypt in Exodus. And then you get to Leviticus and Deuteronomy, which are more like law-based, how they should be doing life. These are God's chosen people. They've seen God do kind of these incredible things, and now this is God's law for how they should be doing their life. So the Jewish people have experienced God in these kind of incredibly grandiose ways. You have the plagues in Egypt that are how they become free because of these incredible signs and wonders. You have their walk through there. There's the parting of the Red Sea that they experience. Again, this huge grand visual. There's a fire that's guiding them by night through the wilderness to the promised land. So it's all very like big, and you can imagine it just would be an incredible thing to experience. But I think when you imagine God and when you attribute all of those things to God, God can be far away doing those things, kind of like conducting the orchestra a little bit, you know, okay, this needs to happen, so do this. Maybe there's this like image, this like Greek mythology image that sort of slips into my mind sometimes of God on top of a mountain, like throwing things down and everybody tossing this here or there into the story. I'm thinking of that Salt Bay guy where he tosses the salt onto the dish. You know, God's not in the story necessarily. God's kind of above the story. God, there's like a chessboard and God's moving the chess pieces. God isn't really on the chessboard. That's where my mind can kind of drift with God. That's where I can kind of put God in the story. But I love this Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp. That's such a different picture of God. Here we are so early in the scripture, really building the foundations of our understanding of God, and we get this picture. The Lord your God moves about in your camp. This is how close God is to the story. This is where God lives in proximity to God's people, is in the camp with you, in the space that you inhabit. God inhabits that same space. And that's like, that thought does a couple of different things. One, it causes some big questions. You know, there's definitely been centuries of people wrestling with questions of, okay, if we accept that, because this is what the Bible teaches, this is a narrative of the Bible, that God is this close, then why doesn't God intervene more? Why doesn't God interrupt terrible things from happening? Why doesn't God do the things that we think God should do in the moment that we think God should do them? And I don't have a great answer for that. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have wrestled with that question and have come up with some great thoughts, and I've heard some great sermons and teachings on it. But to me, the other thing I want to talk about is what that truth can mean for us in hard times, right? So why doesn't God protect us from hard times? Why doesn't God save us from all the difficult things that we endure in this life? I can't really give you a super satisfying answer to that. But what does it mean when we're in hard times? What does it mean when we're in tough moments? It means that God is close to us. It means that God is in proximity, is right there in the middle of the situation with us. It's not that God is, another thing I'll hear people say is like, you know, looking back, I can tell why God put me through that. Almost like, you know, you're being put through like a dog training course or something, and God is just blowing the whistle, making you do all these tough things just so, for whatever reason, at the end of it. And I don't think that's the image that we get of God. And even in this verse, for the Lord your God moves about in your camp, God's not just making these things happen so that your life can be extra difficult. God is in the moments with you. God is right next to you when we walk through these things. Now, again, you look back on stuff and you say, why did that happen? I feel like this might be why that happened. And maybe we get some understanding there, maybe we don't. But what we can be clear about is that God is there with us in the moments, in every part of it, in the bad times, in the good times, in the times that just kind of feel like they're going by and they're not extreme one way or the other. God is always right there with us. That's what we can take away from verses like this. The Lord your God moves about in your camp. And I think for me, that has been a real powerful thought in moments where I have been like tired. And tired is a word that I feel like I've been using a lot lately, just with everything, the way that this pandemic has just sort of dragged on and on. I think I mentioned early in this podcast, pretty early in the pandemic, I was laid off from my job, so I've been unemployed this whole time. So the wondering of what that's going to look like and how that's going to take shape and what the next steps are for our family, all of those things, it's just been a tiring season. Lately, we've had this it's kind of like unveiling of these societal problems here in America that we have overlooked. I know I've overlooked way more often than I should, and kind of that being brought to light in a way that you can't ignore it. And just all of these things that are going on at the same time, and not all of them are bad things, obviously. Like some of these conversations we're having are super necessary. The reform that's going to come from them is long overdue. But it can be tiring. I mean, we're all in this. It's just been a long 2020 has been a long 6 months already. And for me, when I'm in moments like these, when I have times where I'm like, it's not that I'm unclear as to what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not any sort of new set of rules, right? We need to love our neighbor. We need to love God. We need to take care of our families. We need to be there for people. All of these things it's not new stuff that we're taking on, but to do it when you're tired is a very daunting task. To continue to do it at the level that you know you should be doing it is difficult when there's all these other circumstances just weighing you down. And I think in moments like that, I think God is so close in these moments. God is right here. So where, you know, when we think of pulling strength or courage or pulling these virtues, the source of all of those good things is right here in the moment with us. We don't have to go somewhere else. We don't have to, you know, go on a long journey to be able to meet with God and share in that one space. God, I'm tired and I need some help. God is right here with us, and God wants what's best for us, and God loves us. And so all of those things to me are encouraging in times of especially being very tired. We also have two little kids, so maybe that's a tiring thing too. But wherever you are, I hope that there's some encouragement in that for you today. God is close. God is in the camp. So everybody be considerate about where you're doing your business. It's the big takeaway. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is the Bible is Funny podcast. Again, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. If you haven't already, leave us a review, rate the podcast, tell your friends. That stuff is so great. And send us a message. You can message me at Instagram at the Bible is Funny. I'd love to hear from you there. And we'll be back with another podcast really, really soon.